Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we examine the possibilities for futsal to take off as a major sport in Jamaica. I'm Vaughn Davis. Get your sports fix now. The Lime Street Futsal Tournament may be over, but the widespread support and acclaim it received across the island has guaranteed that it will be part of the Jamaican sporting landscape for years to come. The tournament saw 15 parish playoffs, a semi-final and grand final, with each event pulling hundreds of spectators. At the futsal events, spectators were treated to impressive displays of skill, heart-stopping saves, powerful shots and goals galore.
We saw the passion of the communities coming out with flags like you're watching Manchester United. I mean, that we've not really seen before in community football like this, but we've been able to do it and to deliver it, and we see that everybody really, really loves this format of the game, so we're excited.
Vice President of Marketing at Lime, Carlo Redwood.
We knew from the very start that it was going to be a hit based on the amount of goals. And I think it's really all about the spectators loving what they're watching, right? And I think the amount of goals, the goalkeeping, and the type of when you see a good save or you see a good goal, it's always pleasing to spectators. And we've seen that drive the interest.
In addition to being pleased with the level of excitement the game has generated, local football coaches are also pleased with futsal's ability to serve as a developmental tool for football training, even more so than the scrimmage Jamaicans are accustomed to playing.
But other friends in football might vex, but futsal might take over the whole of Jamaica. I see futsal taking off. It's taking off, especially when we get them to realize, clubs especially, to realize that this is an excellent training tool that's been used by Spain, Germany, and the Brazilians all these years.
Tournament director Donald Liao. Coach of the Jamaica Beach soccer team and general manager of the Premier League Club Association, Andrew Price, shares similar sentiments.
Brazil has been doing it since 1930s, so you know it's something that is being done globally, and I believe for Jamaica to take on this formal initiative now to get involved in futsal is a very commendable affair.
Mr. Price sees a natural parallel between the rise of futsal and the rise of beach football, in which Jamaica is steadily building its reputation.
This reminds me very much of the genesis of the beach soccer program that we started about 10 years ago. This was the same it was started, where we had parish competitions and then we evolved into a national soccer team. So definitely I'm hoping that out of this competition we'll have a national futsal soccer team. It's a very good start, and I must commend Lime for the work that they have done across the entire nation in getting people involved into this competitive football. It's very popular throughout the world, and it's good that we are getting involved in it.
Vice President of Marketing at Lime, Carlo Redwood, says Lime intends to continue doing as much as it can to push futsal's development and help Jamaica establish itself as a powerhouse in the region and later the world.
I think this has created what we believe is real development separate from what scrimmage is able to do. And I think all the coaches that we've come across, Coach Schaefer to many other coaches in the national program, have come behind it and said that they do believe that it is for the development of the game. And it really helps to identify real talent versus just somebody who can dribble or, you know, or can do one or two tricks.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, saying join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.